not fighting or arguing, but they will be taking and enjoying that wonderful drinks that will be given to them. And that won't make a person go like topsy-turvy in this world. When you drink, you become...
May Allah let us all benefit even more. As mashallah, Maulana Harun Abbas Umar Allah give him jazayu khair, give him a long life to serve deen and to serve the Muslims with afiyat and salamati. His explanation that the friendship that we keep, that how important it is. And in that he extended also the cell phone today. And all said that make your nafs is your worst enemy. But today we have befriended our nafs. What our nafs desires are. We have become slaves of our nafs. Instead of being Abdul Hamid, we are Abdul Nafs, Abdul Hawa, Abdul Dunya. Just for our dunya's sake, comfort of dunya. We see it so tawfiq. We repeat these things, but our zikr we are negligent. Our namazes with concentration, like Haji Sahib explained, Hazrat Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He said that I have come here just so that I can make my namaz can be corrected. So we don't pay that importance to namaz, to salat, etc. May Allah tabarak. May Allah in His mercy, we have mercy upon us all and save our iman, our amal, our Islam. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah,
subhanallah. So he gave him more treatment. Then after some time he tested him again. He told when you pass by, drop the whole bucket of the treatment.
And very smart and all like pulling up his nose that this is not right here, this how is the room here, the beddings are lying like this. But he was a genuine person. So one person looked at me and said, after 2 weeks we'll see you how you are. In other words, you will change when the reality will come into you. Now you are very verbally also and practically also. One time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam slept on the grass mat. When he woke up, all the marks of the grass mat was on his body. Sahaba cried, radiyallahu anhu. They said, oh Allah's Rasul, if you permit us, we will prepare the best bed for you. The kings of Persia and Rome, they are kafirs, non-believers. Seher yang, mein log phir se mitti ke bartan istemal karne lage. In China, the city of Yang, the people are beginning again to use clay utensils, things made of clay. Kyunki dhaat ke har bartan mein mazarrat aur nuksan maujood hai. Because all clay utensils pulls out all the germs and throws it on the outside. It's a natural filter. We don't need all these filters, which in 99% of the case also just gimmicks. It's no real filtering also. It's just a gimmick. So this is the best for health-wise, for everything. And even in deen, solar, barkat, if we can use women today are not doing any housework. Even not sweeping, not washing one cup or one spoon also. Actually, the women of the past, they should do this also. That they should grind the flour themselves also. Go and take out water. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu is a sunnat of Hazrat Fatima. So much she should carry the water, take it out from the well, that the marks were formed on her bed. More and more we going in that tariqah. One girl who became Hafiza by Appa, after some years she came and visit. Then she narrated that her friend, she also shouldn't keep a helper in the house, do her work herself. So her friend told her, we must keep somebody. Said, then what will I do? She was just married, no children stuff. She said that you must watch TV. Limited and untold diseases come into the woman. It looks simple, just go for an abortion, finish, end of the story. But you don't know, you have opened the door of how many other problem gates you have opened, of how many other problems. Islami usul hai, ke bachche jaanni wali aurat se shaadi karo. It is a teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tazawwaju, running a house, was to wash clothes also, by hand. That old system with the bath, and you had your washing board and you bend down and you wash. Today we can't imagine it also. Today the maids don't want to do it. They also ask first, you got a washing machine. The maids want a washing machine. Forget the housewife having doing it herself. Tera bahar se ujala. Inside you are dirty and black. Outside you are shining. This is all today. That all these things, we have hatred for one another, jealousy. Dunya's muhabbat must bring this. Fights, hatred, jealousy in us. Dunya's muhabbat has to bring this. But outside, just a big show about everything. A person who cleanses, saw everything, told him that you should start exercise. He came home, he told his wife, this was those zamana when a hand watch, you had to wind it with your own hand. So he said, from today I wind my own watch. In other words, he wasn't even doing so much. Not even winding his watch he was doing. So at least do something. And he said, little exercise. MashaAllah. And so many people have benefited tremendously from them. May Allah reward our sheikh, increase his stages, give Hazrat full shifa, and give him a very long life. What beautiful du'as from Quran and Hadith. Usually Buzurg's wazifas are from the experiences. You see, it's not from Quran, Hadith, that he got this great treasure. So the more we have contact with our mashayikh, the more we, those who are more closer, who stay, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, so close all the time, those are the ones who benefited more, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ وَالْمُعَوَّذَتَيْنِ. Say, read. Listen for you from everything. Hazrat explains there are two aspects of this, which the ulama of hadith have explained. One is, أَيْتَفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ وِرْدٍ. It is sufficient for you from reading all the other wazifas. Which means that some days if you can't read all what you read normally, like some days you can't have your full breakfast, you are rushing off to catch up. If you read this, you won't need any amils in your life. All that whole chakkar of the amils will be out of your life. If we read this regularly, we will be protected. Other is, Hazrat says, about serious health problems. Who you hear heart problem, who you hear cancer, who you hear depression, tension. This will protect you from all those wazifas. You can make out people don't know the du'as, etc. But this everyone knows. Who doesn't know the three quls? Everyone knows the three quls. And it is Allah's system what is most important and necessary. Allah made it the most easiest. The greatest thing to save ourselves from Jahannam is La ilaha illallah. Allah made it so easy. And to get... What is that? Bad nazri, yani bad nigai se bachne par bhi is in aam ka waada hai. A person who doesn't look at other women, haram, wrong things, then also Allah has promised that Allah will give that person sweetness of iman. An ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, inna nazra sahmu min sihami iblis. So this is the biggest investment. This desire which Allah has kept in every person. Zuyyana linnas hubbu shahawat min an-nisa. The desire of woman, Allah has kept it. But a person who invests this, breaks it, doesn't, then the return also is the greatest. So this is the easiest, fastest, greatest, highest, all these things. This is what is, and that is for us on everyone. And bayat is for that purpose, so that that comes into us. And when becoming bayat doesn't mean we give up all. Why is he studying? Doesn't mean he have to give up his studies now and just carry on with this. A person is in tabligh work, doesn't mean he must give up his tabligh work. You are married,